Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
I don't regret love, but I gave way too much love to the wrong people. And I pray that you find a love that frees you so much it allows you to actually be you. So much pressure from this world, I don't want to come home and have to battle you too. Kissing you on your neck and your back, I know you face your own battles too. I want you to be so in tune with our love that you know I get no thrill out of being mad at you and me telling you how I feel and having an effing attitude. But I've hurt myself putting back the pieces of broken men because you know they come with their own baggage too. Breaking you down mentally and emotionally until you forced to make no other move but pack up my stuff and get the hell away from you. I don't regret love, but if it's going to cost me my peace, it's way too expensive for me. Don't you fold under pressure when things ain't what you thought it would be. Good days, bad days, you know, you in it with me. I'm in it with you. I'm your chick. You ain't never have to ask me twice, you know. I was siding with you. Until the day you stop putting effort in and you just start expecting me to. But I don't regret love. But if it's going to cost me my peace, you already know it's way too expensive for me. Welcome back to another episode of Self-Care and Chill with Maui. I almost freaking messed up my own podcast name, y'all. I'm so freaking grateful and happy to be back with you guys. I'm so happy to be dropping a podcast episode the day after my birthday. The last podcast, for the recap, the last episode that we did was the day after I had my daughter. When I was in the hospital, that's how much I love y'all, okay? So make sure that you consider all this love when I'm dropping my next book. Make sure y'all butts is the first ones to go get it. Because I was definitely laying in the hospital bed giving y'all a recap because y'all was in my DMs saying, did you have the baby yet? I feel like you've been pregnant forever. But yes. So she's going to be 3 weeks this week too. It seemed like time just go by so fast. But I really have been really enjoying the new mommy journey of not doing this in so long. It's really fun. And Isaiah is really like in love with his sister and enjoying being a big brother. And I'm just loving it. I'm just loving being in the house with my tiny little family. I don't know how a poetry tour is going to eventually work for me over the summer because 9 times out of 10, I will not have a babysitter because my boyfriend literally sleeps with the baby on his chest for hours. Carrie picks the baby up all the time. Listen, by the time it's summertime and it's time for a poetry tour, y'all, the baby ain't letting nobody watch her but her dad. It's ridiculous. I love it and I just adore it. But I know, I tell him all the time, we ain't never going to have a babysitter, okay? We are never going to have nobody to watch her. Other than that, the dog is like, I'm happy that my boyfriend is here with his damn raggedy dog because y'all know that dog was driving me crazy. But the dog, I don't know how he feel about the baby. It's like, I feel like he want to gobble my baby up like a little freaking chicken wing or something. Like when we try to bring him near the baby, like to smell her and stuff, like I think that he thinks the baby is like a little chihuahua or a tiny little dog that he can play with. Like he can't calm himself down. Like he gets so excited when he's even near the baby or he see the baby. So we've been taking him on long walks, like letting him play outside a lot more, like just to tire him out. But most of the time I'm in a room with the baby with the door shut while he out in the living room. He can't really calm himself down. Other than that, I've been really just in the house working on the second book so I could drop that for you guys. And if you loved my first book, So Much to Unlearn, you definitely going to love that one, this new one. I feel like it's so much more advice. Just when you think that I have talked about everything that there is to talk about, I think it's some more stuff that need to be talked about. So today's podcast episode is called I Don't Want to Be Hurt. After some conversations that I had with my friends over the weekend, I feel like a lot of you guys always say, well, Maui, I just got out of a relationship or I just got out of a situation and I'm still hurting, or how do I move on, or how do I not bring this into the next relationship I'm in or the next person I'm talking to. And I always tell y'all, you know, just focus on yourself and just be alone and just do all these positive things, which I really feel like work. But after talking to my friends, I didn't really realize how much self-sabotaging we can do as women when we feel like we have a chance at liking somebody or being hurt. Like, we will mess it up because we feel like, I do not got time for this again. Oh, heck no. I'm not about to be falling in love. I'm not going to be doing this, or I'm not going to be catching feelings, because that is a dangerous place to be. So today I want to touch base on that. Because at the end of the day, even if you're not a woman and you listening to it, you know, y'all fluid people to me. Whoever y'all are listening in here, it all applies to all of us when we've been hurt. And it's like, we want to protect ourselves. Like, we don't want it to happen again. But when you are a lover, or you are a hopeless romantic and you love love, I just want to remind you that it's okay to be yourself. It is okay to be in love. Just practice more discernment and having a clearer vision on who you are extending this love to. Don't pay people any other color than the color that they show you. Don't exaggerate your place in other people's lives. Don't make things out to be more than what it really is. Like, be honest with yourself. And sometimes we need to be brutally honest, because we literally exaggerate our place in people's lives so much. And that's why we be in situations feeling like, well, I did so much for him just for it to turn out like this. At what point did you not realize that you were doing so much for a person that wasn't doing anything for you in return? Like, I tell y'all, I've been in situations where afterwards, looking back on it, I'm like, dang, like, I did a lot for him. He didn't really do anything for me. But my emotions allowed me to be blind to the fact that I wasn't being compensated the way I should have been. It made me blind to the fact that it wasn't no reciprocation here. Because, oh my gosh, I like him so much and I'm just happy that we're hanging out. Whatever the case may be, being honest with yourself. So when it comes to, like, dating somebody new, or giving yourself time to heal, giving yourself the grace to move on, to really process what just happened. If your heart was broke, if you feel salty, if you feel played, if you got ghosted, because there's nothing is more unattractive than genuinely liking a person and all they feel like is, you're going to break my heart too, or there has to be a catch, or you probably talk to other people, or you're going to cheat on me, or you must be lying, or why didn't you call yesterday? Nothing is more unattractive than being in a situation with this person who still needs to heal, and they're projecting everything that they've been through on you. And all you're trying to do is just get to know them, okay? And more than anything, the overthinking when it comes to thinking that this person that you're dating or just now talking to will break your heart, it's really like kind of like premature, because most of the people that we talk to is not going to turn into a relationship. It's not even going to go anywhere. It might just be text buddies. It might be a few dates. So to even put the emotional burden on your own self of getting hurt, when this person could just very well be a good friend or somebody that's just a good listener, and it's not even something that turns into a relationship, why even overthink it and ruin it? And this don't even turn out to be on that type of time. So I feel like being mindful, if you catch yourself doing stuff like that, we could be honest with people and say, you know what, I just got out of a situation that was really overwhelming for me, because we don't got to go into all these super specific details. Like, yeah, I was with somebody, he cheated on me 45 times and I kept taking him back. But after the last time I didn't. We don't got to go on super specific details, but we can say, like, you know, I just got out of a situation. It was really overwhelming for me. So I'm really trying to give myself grace and just be patient and, like, not jump into anything too fast, too soon. And I'm just trying to let things flow and see where they go. Girl, write that down, because I feel like I put that together very elegantly. Anyways, yeah, so I'm making sure that you are in a place where you are able to be receptive and open to somebody being nice to you, being kind to you, loving you, being generous, you having fun, you feeling good, and always keeping in mind that you are deserving of the love that you give to other people. If you are out here and you've been loving everybody and you've been treating everybody else good and you feel like you always getting a short end of the stick, you always ended up hurt, you constantly giving out more than you ever receive. And I know sometimes it can make you feel low. It can make you feel emotionally drained. It can make you feel like you don't got nobody, or nobody shows up for you the way you show up for everybody else.
And sometimes that just make you depressed. It make you give up on ever feeling like you're going to find somebody to really love you. I know how kind of defeated it can make you feel. It can make you feel like, you know what, I'd rather not. I just want to give up, or it's not worth it. Or it'll make you feel like you rather just go back to somebody that you know who hurt you, because you know what to expect there. So you end up just settling because you don't even care no more. You like, F it. Or you just want a sex partner and you just decide that, you know what, I'd rather just be in a situationship so that I can protect myself. Whatever the case may be. Not forgetting that you are deserving of the love that you put out. Just being more careful of who we giving that love to, because there is a lot of people out here who love the way you love. It's a lot of people out here who are looking for somebody that love. They're looking for somebody who loves the way that they love, and they can't find it because we all out here wasting our time with people that we ain't supposed to be with. So keeping those things in mind, making sure we are healing, making sure we're not projecting on other people. Don't be out here doing people how somebody did you, wasting somebody else's time because you've been hurt. So now you out here doing the same thing to other people. Being mindful of the things that we speak over our life. I literally was just telling my girlfriend this too. Like, she literally, she be saying stuff and it just be making me mad. She be stressing me out. But I understand it and I get it. And I love her so much and I be wanting her to be happy, but I also can extend grace to her, and I also can understand how what it feels like to love somebody or want to be with somebody or think that something will turn out a certain way just to have that person let you down and hurt you so much. I can see why you would be very reluctant to allowing somebody into your space, especially when this isn't the first time where you feel like you've given your all to something just for it to end up trifling. So when I be telling y'all to focus on yourself, and I know a lot of the things that I say, sometimes it's easier said than done. Don't ever think that I don't get the emotional aspect, because I've been there before for numerous times. And just because I'm not in that place no more, or I'm not currently going through it, I still got friends and people around me who do go through these things. So I'm always able to understand, and I'm always trying to be compassionate. I'm always trying to be understanding, and I'm always trying to not be so brutally honest like how I always am on here. Like, y'all know I'm quick. Like, I'm just such a girl's girl and a, such a just hopeless romantic and a lover of love, that when I be hearing stories or I hear how people are allowing themselves to be treated, because I know it took me a while to also get away from that place, it literally be breaking my heart and hurting so bad, because I can remember how deep it be hurting. Like, I know what it's like to sit in the car with your head on the steering wheel and just be crying. Like, I know what it's like to freaking just be laying in a bed with a pillow over your head and crying and feeling like your heart is literally aching. And just being emotionally exhausted and feeling like, you know, I just can't do this no more, and I don't want to do this, but I love them so much, and I don't know how to escape from what I'm feeling right now. I don't know how to escape from this whole cycle of keep going back to somebody that hurts me so deeply. So I want to make sure that I'm always being understanding and compassionate of that. But I want to make sure that y'all are also being mindful of the things that you say to yourself. Like, when we say, like, guys is liars and guys ain't S-H-I-T, or all these girls the same, or they don't know how to treat a man, or people just want to use you, or they can't be honest, or listen. Even if that's how you feel, don't let the world hear it. Okay. We can change the narrative. Like, you know what? I haven't found who I'm meant to be with yet, but I'm not giving up hope. I'm still hopeful. I haven't really been with nobody I'm compatible with, but I'll just keep working on myself. Just changing things to a more positive narrative. Because it seems as though the more negativity we speak, the more we run into what we are trying to avoid. It seems like people are always running into the things that they are trying to get away from or trying to escape, or that they don't want no involvement in. And I think a part of it is because they are constantly talking about it. They're constantly bringing it up, and so they constantly attract it. So I want you to be mindful of the things that you say, the things that you are speaking over your life, and really try to envision and make sure the decisions that you're making align with where you see yourself going and who you want to be and what you want for yourself. We can't say that we want this fairy tale story and stuff like that. You running around just casually, just out here acting crazy. You out here casually acting crazy, but you know you want to be a wife. You out here and you want to settle down with someone, but you having sex with a million girls. You out here and you want something serious, but you keep going back to the same guy that cheats on you. Like, we got to make sure that the decisions that we are making are aligning with where we see ourselves going. Period. If you want to waste your time on your life and keep going back to the same situations or keep doing the same things that have never worked for you, then that's your fault. But don't sit on a bench being all lonely and salty when you watch everybody else's life turn out the way you wish yours would, because you out here playing around. Because now ain't nobody feeling bad for you. At that point, the only person that really needs to change is yourself. It seems like it's a little bit more self-reflection that needs to be happening and going on. Because there's no way that you want or you envision all these things for yourself and you keep making the same careless, reckless decisions. Same reckless choices. If you see yourself somewhere or you want something or you envision something, and it don't even got to be romantically. We ain't always talking about love. If it's something that you want for yourself, act like it. Carry yourself like it. Stop playing around and going back to the same situations, handling things the same way. That's the real message for today. To anybody that's out here, I know my man did not take this dog and think that he about to put this dog in my goddamn bed if I just put on clean sheets on this bed. I know that ain't what he think he about to do. I know he ain't trying to stress me during Ramadan. Anyways, y'all. That was the message for today as far as being hurt and not wanting to experience that again or not wanting to attract that. So when it comes to dating, try to just take things one day at a time. A lot of us who freaking are overthinking, who don't want to be hurt, and we just been talking to somebody for 1 week or 3 days or 2 minutes, this person might not even want to be with us. We might realize we don't want to be with them. There's no need for me to overthink, self-sabotage, or ruin anything when I could just take it one day at a time, go with the flow, and be mindful. That way, I'm allowing myself to have a clear vision. And you know I don't be wanting y'all to have sex. But the not having sex part is so that it could allow your vision to remain clear. So that you can make better decisions. So you can see people for exactly who they are, and you're not blinded by the fact that the sex might be good. Because I feel like a lot of the times y'all end up in situations with people and the sex be good and it be lacking everything else. And you know that's why I say when you're talking to somebody and you feel like you always want to have sex with them, I feel like it's because your other love languages aren't getting catered to. But when we have sex, so many of them get activated. So we want to have sex all day long because we feel so alive. We feel so empowered and in control for once. And that's why we try to get so fulfilled out of just having sex, when you need to be able to experience fulfillment in other aspects of the relationship, emotionally, spiritually, mentally. You need to be able to be stimulated and challenged in all of those other areas for the relationship to even be successful. The relationship can't thrive just off of lust and sexual attraction. And that's why it's a lot of people running around here in situationships and a lot of men out here just having babies by everybody because everybody is allowing lust to lead them. Would this person make a good dad? Would this person make a good mom? Stop being out here. You living so reckless. You living so careless. And you pulling yourself more and more away from where you supposed to be. Don't get me started. Because, you know, I did good today because I ain't cursed because it's Ramadan. And I really need to start living my life every day like it's Ramadan so I can stop cursing like a sailor, okay? Because this whole time I've been doing really good for the sake of my Lord. So why can't I just do good every single day for myself also? Is the real question. So while you are working on yourself, girl, I'm going to be working on me and my cursing. Jeez, Louise. Stop letting your broken heart lead you into the wrong directions. So this year, when you are dating her, and another thing is, tomorrow I'm also opening the confidential phone calls back up, y'all. I haven't done the confidential phone calls during my whole pregnancy. They will be open back up tomorrow. But Stop letting the broken hearts lead you into the wrong direction. Don't think because you ran into a one bad person that treats you wrong that everybody will do the same thing to you. If you have had multiple experiences of people giving you the short end of the stick, or you getting played, or the relationship being terrible, today I really want you to write down the worst people that you've been with and what kind of similar qualities that they all have in common. But also take accountability for yourself and how long it took you to leave, or the red flags that you noticed at first and you ignored. I can guarantee that when you make this list of people that you've been with that's raggedy or didn't work or whatever the case may be, whatever you want to refer to them as, you will be able to see that they all have similar qualities and similar things in common. And a lot of the times when we are going for certain people, we go for what feels familiar. We don't really go for people that's completely not our type or completely not what we're used to. We go for people that remind us of something or someone, or it feels like home, or it feels familiar. And it could be the most toxic place ever. So I'm telling y'all, when you write this list down of people that you've been with and the relationship was terrible, what kind of qualities do they all have in common? So that we could feel like, so we can identify what kind of familiarness are we finding in people that are very similar. And that's why we end up in certain situations. Whether it's all these guys had money, all these guys were charmers. They were all, emotionally unavailable. They were all, I don't know, cocky. I don't know, just make the list. So you could try to identify exactly what it is. I know for me, the most trifling relationships I've been in, what they all had in common was they were very arrogant people. And I thought that I was attracted to the arrogant kind of guy, but I'm attracted to a confident man. But not an arrogant man. And once I realized it was a big difference between the two, I stopped going for guys that are arrogant. Like, I like guys that are confident, but also nice to other people, nice and kind to people. I don't want somebody that's arrogant and mean and cocky and that you can't tell them nothing or they're not trying to hear it. But I was associating that with being confident. And their arrogance will also be why they couldn't communicate properly, because they thought they was always right. Or they didn't want to hear S.H.I.T. that I had to say. Or they didn't want to listen. Or they didn't care what I was going through. They were also emotionally unavailable. They were also serial cheaters. I always end up with serial cheaters too. It was so many different things. So definitely make your list and be accountable. And definitely ask yourself, what was the first red flag that I saw and I ignored it? So that I can know next time going about things, I want to do it completely different, or I don't want anything like this. Stop letting your broken heart lead you. Giving yourself grace. Being mindful of the things that we are saying to ourselves. Not overthinking too much when we decide to date, and allowing us to take things one day at a time. Like, this might not be your husband. You can relax. Don't stress yourself out. That's the message for today. I hope y'all are enjoying y'all self-care Sunday. I know I'm enjoying mine. I definitely feel really, really good now that I'm dropping a podcast episode. This makes me feel really happy when I did something productive for the day. Even if it's just a short podcast, that'll get longer. Once I get back into the flow of recording every Sunday, the episodes will get longer. I'll start putting videos back on YouTube. Just give me a moment, okay? At least let me lose the baby weight or something like that. And let me tell you guys, I'm giving myself grace when it comes to the baby weight. My body done created a baby for 10 months, and now my boobs is feeding the baby. So I'm in no rush to freaking snap back to nothing. This summer will be getting whatever I show up with. This summer will be getting whatever I got. And I'm not going to be stressing myself and overworking myself. I'm just going to allow myself to be in a good emotional and mental space so that I could be a good mom. Whether that's with an oatmeal cream pie stomach or not, I'm just going to walk around here and be happy and put my girdle on. But anyways, I hope everybody enjoys their day and you have a good self-care and Sunday. And thank y'all for coming over here and listening to Self-Care and Chill with Maui.